I'm feeling full of energy and enthusiasm. I'm, as you would expect me to be, disappointed by the result of the referendum, but there's a powerful pressure and majority for change in Scotland, so I'm now champing at the bit to get on and be part of the process that will deliver that change. There's much to be positive about in Scotland. I think the democratic engagement we had in the referendum, which is showing no signs of abating, which is a thoroughly good thing, is something we should all be proud of. Scotland will never go back to being the same as it was before the referendum, and we've all got to do our bit to make sure that we get the extra powers that have been promised, that we keep the country moving forward. You know, I remain of the view that Scotland will be an independent country one day. I think it's the best future for Scotland, but we need to keep moving forward, progressing, making sure that the Scottish Parliament is equipped with the powers it needs to deliver for the people of Scotland.
Are you shifting your focus a little bit just now?
No, I remain absolutely 100% committed to Scotland being an independent country. I haven't changed my view on that. I also believe very strongly Scotland will be an independent country, but we've had a referendum. Yes, did not win that referendum, but there was a powerful majority, in my view, for substantial change. Substantial change was promised by the Westminster parties, so I'm not giving up on my hope and objective that Scotland becomes an independent country, but right now my focus will be in making sure the Westminster parties deliver on their promise of substantial, and I stress substantial, more powers for the Scottish Parliament.
The Prime Minister said these powers will be delivered, but he hasn't given a timescale for that. Is that concerning to you?
I think, you know, I go into this, and I've said this on a few occasions now, I go into this in good faith. I'm not going into this assuming that the other parties will renege on their commitments. I think if they do renege on their commitments, there will be an angry and severe electoral backlash from the people of Scotland. But, you know, before the referendum, there was very clear promises made to the people of Scotland, and that was about substance, you know, the language of federalism or something close to federalism, devo-mat, home rule, and a clear timetable set out by Gordon Brown. These promises have to be delivered, so I'll make sure the SNP takes part in that process in a spirit of wanting it to succeed. But make no mistake, we'll be there speaking on behalf of those who want change in Scotland to make sure that change is delivered.